Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. Well, I'm really excited today to have an important guest. This is a kind of a series event. We're going to be interviewing Troy Foose today. Troy is a candidate for Daviess County Sheriff, and I want to welcome you today, Troy. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Grant. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And just to lay out some ground rules, we're obviously because this is it's going to be a contested seat. We give some questions ahead of time that I'm going to give to each of you, but mainly I just want to get to know you, allow the listeners to get to know you, the voters get to know you. And you seem like a nice guy, and I want you to be able to tell that story, okay?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background, and your family.
Born and raised here in Daviess County. I grew up on a small farm just east of Montgomery. Went to Bar Reeve High School. Graduated in 1992 from Bar Reeve High School.
Okay. 92, so that would make you 44.
Got it. 44
years old. Gotcha. And your family, you've got kids, you're married, correct?
Yes, been married for 23 years, be 24 next March.
Okay.
To Shelley. Her maiden name was Hardwick from Plainville, graduated North Davis. We have two wonderful kids, Blaine, who's going to be 21 actually this month, and Brooklyn, who will be 18 next year.
Wonderful. Fun every second, no joke. 21 and 18 years old.
21 and 18.
That's funny. Work history. Tell me a little bit about what you've done and your background with your employment.
Are you talking about my employment now or just my work history throughout?
Yeah, just what you've done and how that's prepared you to run for this office.
When I was in high school, I actually started working at a butcher shop part-time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I started working there. After graduating high school, I went to college. Worked there at the butcher shop full-time. Went to college full-time at Vincennes.
Sure, sure.
Went to college for law enforcement. Got a degree in that.
Okay.
That was my heart's desire, to get into law enforcement. At the time I was working at the butcher shop, my boss actually had arthritis real bad, and he made me an offer to buy his business.
Wow.
So I kind of weighed my options, and then I took a chance and decided to buy the business instead of pursuing law enforcement.
Oh, that's neat.
At that time.
Oh, wow.
Owned and operated it for approximately about 9 years.
Oh, well.
Worked there 14.
I didn't know that about you. That's interesting. Where was that? Over in Montgomery, I suppose?
It was in Montgomery, where the bank is, right off Highway 50. It was just north of the bank, about a block and a half.
Okay, neat.
Called Clement's Locker.
Clement's Locker. I see.
Yeah.
So you've been a small business owner, and then you went into law enforcement. You went to the academy, and you got a degree in that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been at, you work at the Daviess County Sheriff's Department, is that right?
Yes, Daviess County Sheriff's Department. I got hired there in 2005.
Okay.
August of 2005 as a jailer. And I just worked my way up through the ranks there as the jailer. They put me in every position. I worked in the tower, worked in back on the floor with the inmates. And then they put me in booking. I was in charge of intake.
Sure.
Booking people in and taking care of work release. And then they had openings for a deputy position, and I applied for that. The first time I didn't get it, you know, and that's fine. It's a learning experience.
Stick with it.
Keep going.
Absolutely.
And the second time that they had a hiring process, I went through it again and finally got hired on in November of 2006.
Wonderful.
Hired on as a deputy.
2006, so it's been just 11 years or so. Is that right?
Yes.
So you've worked in the jail and you've worked as a deputy here, and I guess kind of the question that I'm gonna ask for you, for those of us that aren't aware, and you know, there's a lot of people that probably don't know what the sheriff does, but what does a county sheriff do, Troy?
There's many things that a county sheriff does. For one, they provide the basic court-related services, such as taking care of the county jail, transporting prisoners, providing courthouse security and other duties with regards to service of process. We serve civil papers and summonses.
And that number's going up. That number's not going down. I mean, just the amount of things that has to get served.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The sheriff and the sheriff's deputies, they also perform other functions as well, Grant, like traffic control.
Sure.
Animal enforcement, accident investigations, homicide investigations, narcotics investigations. And then we also recently have school resource officers.
Wonderful. And I know that, and I don't think in the state of Indiana you have to be a policeman to be the sheriff. Is that right? I mean, you could do essentially any job and be the sheriff. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to have a law enforcement background to become sheriff.
Now, obviously, most people who become sheriff do, but
yes.
It's not necessary. Okay. Now, tell me, what attributes would you see as important to being a good sheriff?
I believe compassionate would be one of them.
Sure.
You got to be compassionate. Consistent.
Yeah.
Definitely consistent. I believe genuine.
Yep.
Knowledgeable. Good leader. Got to be a good leader in that position.
Absolutely.
Personable.
Yeah. It's important because you're going to be making some people mad, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got to have relationships with folks. They got to know that you're trying to be fair and that you're trying to do your job and protect people and follow the rules. What are the types of things, if anything, do you see as important to a good leader and a good sheriff?
As far as what do you like?
So, like, I mean, obviously, we've had some big figures in Daviess County history. I mean, we had Everett Beasley, as he was a long-standing sheriff. We've got Jerry Harbstreit, who's been a very popular sheriff, good leader. What are some things that you see maybe in not necessarily those positions, but just overall and leadership qualities that you think a good sheriff should emulate?
I think being true to yourself is number one, and I mean trustworthiness. You got to have people that trust you, because if they don't trust you, I mean, how can you be a good leader in the community? You got to be loyal. You know, we're here to serve and protect. You know, that's that motto: serve and protect. So
absolutely, that's important. So tell me a little bit about. Obviously, I guess when I think of you, I think of a law enforcement, and I mean, I didn't know you as a small business owner. I feel like you fit the law enforcement mode very well. Why did you decide to run for this position, and why is it so important to you?
Grant, this has been, it's been a dream, a goal, and a plan of mine for a long time. I've been serving the public in this community all my life, whether it's been in the restaurant industry where I started as a young boy, to owning my own business. To being a volunteer fireman, I forgot to tell you that. I'm a volunteer fireman as well.
So you've got a lot of background in public service and in helping folks out. Is that Kennelberg, Montgomery?
We're combined. It's the Montgomery. Yeah. I'm on the Montgomery Volunteer Fire Department. Okay. I've been there for 16 years.
Good for you. No rest for the weary, right?
Got to be active.
Constantly hustling and being out there. So... I mean, there had to be maybe a point or some decision where you're like, you know what, I think I'm going to do that. Do you remember that day, or was it just over a period of time?
I think it's over a period of time. I mean, it's always something. It's been my heart's desire to be in the law enforcement. And actually, I believe when they interviewed me for the deputy position, I think one of the questions was asked in my interview before they hired me, what's your goal? I said, that's easy. I'm going to be sheriff one day.
Oh, wow.
So
you said that in your interview back in 2006.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, obviously you have a good background for this type of thing. You've got a good history in law enforcement. You know, you've worked with the fire department. Even the small business background, that's an impressive thing. And I liked what you said earlier, you know, be about true to yourself. And you got to be confident. I mean, it's hard to put your name on that ballot. You know what I mean? You open yourself up to... you know, people can say what they want because you're a public figure.
Absolutely.
At that point. Have you enjoyed the ride so far? Has it been difficult? Or tell me a little bit about that.
What kind of ride are you talking about, Green?
Sorry, the run for sheriff. So, I mean, I know it's early on, right?
Yeah.
And just for the viewers, I'm here with Troy Foose. We are talking about the Daviess County Sheriff's Race, and he and Mr. Allison, Mr. Gary Allison, are running for that position on the Republican side, and then we'll see if there's going to be other folks that throw their hat in the ring. So right now, it's just you two guys, is that right?
That's correct.
And has it been it seems like it's been a very positive race thus far, that you guys are on friendly terms, and that it's been good across the board for the party, and then just with people who are on the outside looking in. I mean, from my point of view, it seems positive so far.
Absolutely. I've had nothing but good things, you know, throughout the campaign. A lot of support, which it overwhelmed me, actually. I was overwhelmed.
Humbling, I would say.
It is humbling.
To have people say, hey, you know, I'll help you out and this type of thing.
Yeah, it's very humbling. And you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, a good positive race. And, you know, I got nothing against Gary, you know.
Sure.
I just happen to be running the same time he's running.
You know, I can see that. It seems like you guys are respectful of each other. And I mean, I appreciate that. I think that's wonderful. So you talked about how this has been a long-term goal of yours. But certainly if you become sheriff, I mean, there's a reason you want to become sheriff. Tell me about some things that you want to do. And I don't know if it's doing things differently, but just tell me about your plan if you're successful in this election.
Grant, my platform where I actually started, I was kind of told, you know, hey, you need to stick with three to five points throughout your campaign trail. And, you know, I've got four of them. One of them's focusing on the drug interdiction, getting a special interdiction team together to focus on the drugs in our county, getting them off the streets. Another thing would be focus on the education of our youth and having more programs in the school. I know we got the school resource officer, and we got like Red Ribbon Week, and we got a lot of good programs. I just want to continue.
And you're saying educating them about some of the problems, some of the dangers of drug abuse, and
right.
I mean that first time. I mean, some of these things anymore, they're so addictive,
yeah.
And the first time someone touches it, they're on.
Yeah, and it's hard to get them off of it. And,
absolutely.
You know, try to get them before they start is hitting the youth, because let's face it, Grant, you know, you're not getting any younger either.
Hey, so watch it.
Our kids are the future.
Absolutely.
So,
and it's extremely important, and it's scary, you know, in a rural area, and we've got all sorts of things that we see. I mean, I'm in the legal field, and you're in the law enforcement field, and there's some bad stuff out there, and you just want to protect your kids. So
yeah.
I appreciate that and respect what you're saying there.
Yeah. And another thing, you know, I want to focus on the budget, you know, keep it solid within its fiscal constraints.
Sure.
So
sure.
And owning my own business for, you know, close to 9 years, working there 14, you know, I know how it works.
You know how it works.
This is a business. It's
absolutely
a business.
So. And that's an important, honestly, I think that's an important background piece that you got there, having to make payroll and support yourself and figure out, well, we've got revenue coming in, we've got money going out, how do we make this happen?
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. And you know about this, but they paid off the jail. They're going to be paying off the jail, and they're going to get rid of that 0.25% tax. Any thoughts on that? I mean, was that a good thing, bad thing? Just your initial thoughts.
It's absolutely a good thing when you can pay off anything.
Sure.
That's good, positive.
Yeah. And they'll get rid of 0.25%. I know the council was really excited, and you know, they were keeping their promises to the people when they put that tax into place. They said, hey, we're just going to do it for as long as we need it, and then get rid of it. Well, good.
And we got actually two different budgets. The sheriff obviously has his budget, and then you got the jail budget, which it's pretty high. It's up there. But I think with my business and background experience and running my own business, and because we handle a lot of money too, it's just a little bit more money and a little more people you got to deal with. But
add some zeros on there.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah. It's a big part of what the county services are. A big part of the mix is the jail and the sheriff's department. It's probably one of the biggest parts, if not the biggest part of the budget. I couldn't tell you. Do you know? I mean,
the jail budget this year, I believe, was $2.6 million.
Wow.
And the sheriff budget was $1.6 million.
And that's a big number. And so your thought is that's going to be a focus of yours to try to keep that reined in and keep it tight. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be a good steward of the taxpayers' money, and you know, and I'm assuming they would appreciate that as well.
I will appreciate it because I pay taxes, so I understand what you're saying. Okay. Let me ask you a little bit about other changes. I mean, I know you're focused on these three things, but anything in particular that I know you said education, you want to, and I think they're doing a lot of that stuff now, Troy, you know, to be perfectly honest. There is, you know, obviously there's a oversight on the budget through the process and council. Drug interdiction, you know, I think you'll probably be working a lot with the prosecutor's office relative to that.
Yes.
Anything else that you want to see happen if you're successful?
Actually, I want to focus on, it's called an open door policy with people with drug addictions. They have drug addictions and they need the help. I want to have an open door policy, which means that basically they can just come in off the street, come to us for help. People are scared of going to jail, Grant. You believe that or not?
Absolutely.
They're scared.
Absolutely.
I don't want people scared. I mean, there's a lot of people out here in our community that need help.
Absolutely. I liked what you said right off the bat, something that an attribute of the sheriff would be compassionate and to be empathetic, to have empathy towards other people.
Absolutely.
I think it's important. And we've got a real problem in rural parts of this country and rural parts of this state. And got to figure out how to address some of these problems, and I think that makes sense to have someone that can come in and talk to you and not fear going directly to jail because they come and talk to the police.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I mean, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I understand that. It's going to take some time. It's going to take volunteers. It's going to take help in the community. I'm going to need everybody's help.
Absolutely.
That's what it's going to take.
Absolutely. I know I always think of Sheriff Harpstrat as a very compassionate person with the RARE program. When he talks about it, you can just tell that he really wants to help these people. And that's encouraging to me. It's not really something that you see, I don't think, in law enforcement. So I don't know. First time I heard him talking about it with the RARE program. Tell me about the RARE program, just so people that don't know.
It's a program they have. I'm not sure exactly how often, if it's every week or every month, that they have upstairs. For people with the get out of jail and their drug addiction, it's trying to get them back into society and keep them, you know, keep them where they need to get, you know, be, keep them on the right path.
It's a really neat
thing. It is a good program. And I was actually asked about that, you know, and I said, absolutely, I'll continue that. That's not a problem whatsoever if I become the sheriff.
That's wonderful. I'm on here with Troy Foos. We're talking about the Davies County Sheriff's races and just some things that he's interested in and things that he wants to see happen if he's successful. Troy, tell me about some of your role models. Who are people that you would look up to and what would you want to emulate?
That's funny you asked that, Grant. actually, when you sent the questions to me and I got to thinking about the, you know, who's my role models.
Sure.
I would have to say my mom and dad.
That's wonderful.
My mom and dad actually, growing up, taught me three things, and I honestly, I don't think they are aware that they taught them to me. One of them is to trust God, you know, whenever you do anything. The second one is to respect everyone, and the third one is to work hard.
Those are three good lessons, Troy. If you caught even one of those, you'd probably be okay.
I only caught them because it's the way they lived. And it's continuing. That's the way they live, and that's the way I want to live. You know, and I live my everyday life like that. You know,
that's wonderful. I really like that. Anybody else that comes to mind? I mean, obviously your parents had a huge impact on you. Anybody else that you want to make reference to?
That's about all you need right there.
There's very little that can follow that. So we'll just move on. Tell me, when is the election? I mean, I, you know, it's December. We're like 2 weeks before Christmas here. So, I mean, folks are probably not thinking about politics right now, which is great. But when is the election?
The primary election is actually going to be in May 8th of 2018, next year.
May 8th. And so we'll kind of know who the primary players are going to be here shortly. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And then if you're successful there, when will the general be?
The general election will be held November the 6th, 2018.
Okay, about 6 months after the primary. Very good. I'm going to give you the last word, Troy. Anything that you want to say to the voters? And again, I just really appreciate you coming in today, and I'll turn it over to you.
I just want to let everybody know I do have the people skills that can be used to bring people together toward common goals and unity. I look forward to a positive campaign. I look forward to meeting citizens and tackling the challenges ahead. I am who I am today because of the choices that I made yesterday, but I need the help of the citizens to vote for Troy Foose tomorrow so I can be where I need to be.
Wonderful. That was a very good closing, and I really appreciate you coming on today, Troy. Focus on the Community has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's program and past shows when you visit our website, wamwamfm.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the Community.